Barracuda tells hacked customers to rip and replace their gear. Former South Korean government officials hacked in a Kim Suki campaign. Atomic wallet hacks linked to North Korea. And malware found in Minecraft mods. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 9th of June, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Stairwell. Stairwell helps you monitor and analyze every executable file in your organization, and you can find them at stairwell.com. In today's top story, Barracuda Networks has told its customers they need to physically replace their Barracuda email security gateways if they were compromised via a recently patched zero-day vulnerability. In a statement, the company said impacted ESG appliances must be immediately replaced regardless of their patch version level. Attackers started exploiting the vulnerability in October 2022. The identity of the attacker and the purpose of the hacks are still unknown. In other news, the South Korean National Police Agency says the North Korean hacking group Kim Suki has compromised 9 email accounts belonging to security officials and former government ministers. Police say the Kim Suki campaign took place between April and August of last year, targeted 150 South Korean officials, and successfully gained access to 9 accounts. According to local media, 3 of the victims were former ministers and vice ministers. News of the hacks came to light after the South Korean government sanctioned the group last week. Blockchain security firm Elliptic has linked the theft of more than $35 million in crypto assets from Atomic Wallet users to North Korea's Lazarus hacking group. The company says the stolen funds are being laundered through the exact same process the Lazarus gang has used in the past. The funds are also being passed through Sinbad, a cryptocurrency mixer that the gang likes to use. The Chinese government is working on a law that would regulate the use of Bluetooth and Wi-Fi proximity networks inside its territory. Drafted by China's cyberspace agency, the law would require the operators of a Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, or any other kind of ad hoc mesh or proximity network to promote socialist core values, adhere to the correct political direction, and prevent and resist the dissemination of bad information. Network operators will have to collect the real identity of any users who connect to their network and share it with authorities at their request. In addition, network operators will have to show warnings to users to remind and discourage them from abusing their infrastructure for dissent. The new law comes months after anti-COVID protesters used Apple's AirDrop feature to share anti-government material. Meanwhile, the Dutch government is working on a bill named the Temporary Cyber Act that will allow its intelligence and law enforcement agencies to automatically extend warrants against hacking groups to also cover their victims. The law would allow Dutch authorities to not only hack the hackers, but also gain access to the devices of their victims. Now, this is possible already, but the process requires approval from several government bodies. Chilean authorities have detained an army corporal in connection to a ransomware attack that hit the army's internal network on the 26th of May. Officials say the suspect participated in the attack but didn't elaborate further. Authorities have seized the suspect's electronic devices. They believe the suspect operated as an insider for the Rysida ransomware gang. Almost a year after the Conti ransomware gang disbanded, its members have dispersed across the underground ecosystem and become core members of other cybercrime cartels. RedSense head of R&D, Yelislee Bugalovsky, has tracked past Conti members moving to ransomware groups like Blackbuster, Blackbyte, Blacksuit, Royal and Xeon. Conti members are also working as part of Karakurt and Silent Ransom Group, 2 gangs that extort companies using data stolen from networks the other gangs can't encrypt. A threat actor has hijacked developer accounts of the Bucket and CurseForge platforms and injected malware into mods and plugins for the Minecraft video game. Named Fracturizer, the malware can steal cookies and passwords stored in web browsers and hijack clipboards to replace cryptocurrency addresses. It can also find and extract passwords for the OS account and the Discord and Minecraft clients. Researchers say Fracturizer has been live since mid-April and works on Windows and Linux. The list of affected mods has grown over the past few days and has now surpassed 50. The CurseForge team has released a tool to detect and remove the malware from infected systems. Checkpoint has identified a highly targeted cyber espionage operation against Libyan and Egyptian targets. Researchers say the attackers behind this campaign are politically motivated. The operation involves a significant network of phishing domains and a new malware strain named Stealth Soldier. And finally, Russian cybersecurity company Byzone says a cybercrime group named Core Werewolf is now carrying out cyber espionage operations. Byzone says that starting in 2021, the group has launched attacks on Russian organizations associated with the military industrial complex and critical information infrastructure. In similar news, ESET says it spotted another cybercrime group that has turned to cyber espionage named Asylum Ambuscade. This is a group that's been active since at least 2020. ESET says the gang previously targeted banks and cryptocurrency traders in North America and Europe, but is now doing espionage against government entities in Europe and Central Asia. These reports come after both BlackBerry and Trend Micro found that the cybercrime group behind the Cuba ransomware and the Romcom malware started running espionage operations for the Russian government in October 2022. According to BlackBerry, Romcom's latest campaigns targeted politicians in Ukraine who were working closely with Western countries and a US-based healthcare company that's providing medical assistance to Ukrainian refugees in the US. And that is all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Stairwell. Find them at stairwell.com. Thanks for your company.